What is going on, everybody? Anthony Wade here, and it's so good to have you for another episode of the Elite 360 podcast. I am your host, Anthony Wade, and today what I want to share with you is something that I was speaking to an audience, and I shared this quote from Jackie Robinson, and it goes something like this. A life isn't significant except for the impact and the influence that it has on the lives of others. Now, what Jackie Robinson was saying here is what you'll hear over and over again by leaders around the world, that leadership is influence, right? Like my mentor, John Maxwell, says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So therefore, we don't get a choice whether we're influencing other people. We do, however, get to decide if that influence is going to be a positive one or a negative one. And I think that this is where a lot of people go wrong today, is that they don't realize the power of the influence that they have on the lives of other people. And so therefore, without the intention, there is a very high chance that you're going to have a negative influence in other people's lives. And so with this intentional ability to influence other people, you understand that with your children, with your spouse, with those you lead and those you love, you have a choice every day on whether you're going to have a positive or negative impact in their life. And what we see today is a lot of people lack the responsibility of influencing in a positive manner because they're letting life happen to them. And I was a victim of that, or a suspect, I don't like the word victim, but a suspect of that, where everything was happening to me instead of realizing that life actually happens for us. It's always conspiring to your good. The problem is that we're so used to traditional learning where we get a lesson and then we take a test. Life, however, gives us a test, and it's up to us to learn the lesson. And so today's lesson is going to be on influence, the four levels of influence. And what I want you to understand is, no matter where you are at on the food chain, in your corporate job, in your business, as a parent, as a spouse, as a leader, you have influence in someone's life. And I want you to look at this from the lens of, what level am I influencing other people? And also, what people do I have in my life that are influencing me at each level? And so when we look at the four levels of influence, understand that these are sequential, meaning you have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. You can't just go from 1 to 4 or 1 to 3. Now, you can go back with each person because your influence with different people are going to be at different levels. But in order to get to 4, you have to go through 1, 2, and 3, kind of like the 5 levels of leadership by John Maxwell. If you ever get a chance to look at that, I highly encourage you, and maybe I'll do a podcast on that later. But the 4 levels of influence begin with modeling. You have to understand that people will do what you do more than what you just say. There's a quote that I love, and I always share, "What you do speaks so loud, I can barely hear what you say." It's through your actions that people move, not through your words. And this kind of goes with the difference between motivation and discipline, right? Motivation makes you feel good. It gets you all riled up. But until you take action, there is no good. Like, you don't need motivation. You need to build more discipline. Now, motivation gets you going, but discipline is what keeps you going and keeps you growing and keeps you in the game. And so this first level of modeling, understand that there are people that are watching you. And whether that's on social media, whether that's in real life, whether that's in at home, your actions will always speak louder than your words. And people will always be gravitated or retract from the way that you act. And as a leader, as somebody who's influencing other people, there's 3 things that I want you to get very clear on, because if you're going to model and be that role model for those you lead and those you love, if you're leading people, then what's leading you? And this was kind of a epiphany that I had in my own life, is that, you know, if I'm charged with leading people all over the world as a naval officer, as a mentor, as a speaker, coach, and trainer, then what am I following? Who is leading me? And that's why I went and got, you know, John Maxwell to be my mentor and his faculty. And then I started pouring and meeting people who are of higher caliber than me that could pull me into my greatness. Because if I'm trying to do this alone, that is, I fall into the risk of looking like goofballs that are on the internet today who are saying one thing, but living a completely different life. And that's what we see a lot of today with the highlight reel, all these people preaching something that they do not practice. And so I would like you to just understand that you have to be a practitioner, not just a preacher. Words are one thing, but your actions are another. And it's more powerful when you're modeling that behavior, because people will be attracted. So the 3 things that you need to become that role model for those you lead and those you love, number one is vision. You have to have a clear vision of who you are and whose you are, right? I like to use who you are and whose you are, because who you are is your character. It is, what is the person, or who is the person that I'm becoming, that I need to be in order to produce the results? How would my best self show up as a person, as a spouse, as a parent, as a leader, as someone who is looking to make a positive impact in this world? What is your vision of your legacy that you're going to leave behind? And whose you are is, what are you following? Like, are you faith driven? Are you grounded in faith? And this is something that, you know, I've been growing over the last year, is really trying to get rooted into my faith and really being connected to the source, who I believe is God. But whatever you believe in, you have to understand that that vision of whose and who I am will drive what I do. And so your vision, clear, compelling vision, because your vision is what pulls you into the direction of your potential. And if people are following you and you have no vision of where you're going, then you're going to lead them astray. Now, the next one is your values. And once you have a clear vision of who do I need to become, we need to cultivate core values. And what's really interesting is, you've probably heard this before, but how many of you listening to this right now or watching this, wherever you're watching it, can tell me what your core values are? Because I speak to audiences every week, over 100 and something people every week. And then on this podcast, it reaches thousands of people. But one thing I do in my audience is I say, who here can tell me their core values? Raise your hand. And maybe one or two people out of 100 can raise their hand. And if they do, they mumble, they stutter, and my point is, exactly, many of us don't know what we value. In fact, most people value the opinions of other people. Most people value what people tell them to value. They become who people tell them they should be, instead of having a clear vision, setting core values, and operating from those core values. Core values are so important, guys, because without core values, you don't have a standard. And if you don't have a standard, you open yourself up to be treated like crap. You train people how to treat you based on how you treat you. You treat yourself based off of your core values. And without core values, you value anything and everything. And if you put a value on everything, then it's worth nothing, right? If everything in this world was of equal value, we would not value certain things higher than others. We would just look at everything as, oh, it's whatever, right? If your value is low and you have no clear core values, that you value what people say you are. You'll value what people say you should do. You value the opinions and criticism and judgment and everything else. And so vision, core values, and then your virtues. Your virtues are the habits and behaviors that you display every single day. Again, it's your actions that display your core values. And if I was to follow you for a day, would I know without you telling me what you truly value? And vision, values, and virtues are all intertwined to create the character and who you are in this life. And most people today lack their character because they're so busy chasing credentials. And I'll tell you, just from my own experience, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And that character is how you treat people who can absolutely do nothing for you. How are you spending time and how are you investing your time? That's the question. And so, model is that first level of influence where you are putting your life on display and people are attracted to that character, that person you are, that says, hey, I'm worthy of somebody that somebody being followed. I'm worthy of somebody who is going to lead people to the right direction, who are going to take people and carry them to victory in their life through my actions, not just through my words. And that's a big responsibility, but you and I have the responsibility of leading other people. And if you're a parent, this is damn sure your responsibility. If you're a athlete, if you're a coach, if you're a spouse, you are leading other people. And you cannot just sit back and stay idle. You can't just choose to not do anything. Even worse, you do not have the choice of just playing it safe, because in a world today that's always changing, if you remain still, you will be left behind. And so that first step on this ladder of influence is modeling. The next one is motivate. Now, in order to motivate people, this is where you have modeled the behavior that people like. You became an attractive leader where people say, I want to be like that person. Okay. Now, your results that you have gotten now are motivating people because they want to do what you're doing. For example, I mentor thousands of military people that want to go be an officer. They want to go from enlisted to officer. It's called a Mustang. And very hard to do, very rare. And I've achieved that outcome, that result. And so people now come to me for mentorship. They come to me to help them because they're motivated by my journey of where I was to where I am, you know, having a 1.8 GPA, barely graduating high school, to sleeping on a friend's couch, to joining the military, to working with the president, to becoming a naval officer and becoming a healthcare professional. And people say, man, well, if he can do it, then I can do it too. And your ability to motivate people gives them hope that, man, you know what, regardless of my circumstance or situations, I can achieve that too. And now I speak on stages all over the place, sharing that message of hope that says, hey, you can do this too. You can change your life. You can take your life from where it was or where it is to where you want to be. And that's kind of the Lead 360 concept. That's the name of this podcast. Lead 360 is turning your life completely around, turning your leadership completely around, leading from the inside out and marching in the right direction. Most people will say, well, you want to do a 180. Well, a 180 means that you just turn around and walk the other way. I want you to turn completely around and continue in the direction of your calling and the direction of your potential and purpose and march with confidence and conviction. But in order to do that, it takes character. And so when you're motivating people, this is your ability to communicate and connect. You're not just saying things, but your actions now are aligned with the words that you say, and you are motivating people. You're building bridges to connect with other people and giving them hope that they can do it too. But in order to do this, you must first connect. And this is where a lot of leaders fall short because they communicate, people hear, but they do not listen. We hear with our heads and we listen with our hearts. And so in order to motivate people, it requires you to spark an emotion, and emotion allows you for people to build traction. And with traction, there's transformation. But in between that is action. You have to physically and intentionally connect with people. You have to meet them where they're at. You can't stand on your pedestal and expect for people to come to you. You have to meet them where they are and lift them to their potential. And that's the motivational piece. Now, as I said before, motivation is great, but now that I've got your attention, right? Now that I'm able to motivate you, I got to keep that momentum by helping you take action and taking those steps, because what kills people from taking action is their confidence. And if they do grab the confidence, then it is a consistency issue. And so consistency is really the discipline. So once I motivate you and I give you the tools to take action, I want to nudge you until you take that first step and you see that there's nothing to be afraid of, that it's going to be scary. Yes, but you shouldn't be afraid. And failure is part of the process. And so how do you do that? Well, you share your struggles more than you share your success. You share your failures more than your accolades and your achievements, because every one of us have problems. Every one of us have faced struggles. Not every one of us have achieved a certain level of success. So if you're sitting here on your pedestal and you're telling people, well, you know, look at me, I got all these degrees and I got all this money and all this big house and all this stuff, that's disconnecting from people, because there's a lot of people that don't have that. And people will see the glory, but do they know the story? And it is your story, your journey, your triumph, your overcoming of that struggle that gets people to that next level. And if you're sitting there saying, well, Anthony, I'm right in the middle of this struggle. Good. You're right where you need to be. Because I never learned anything when everything was just great, when everything was easy. Never really changed or grown through easy times. It's through the challenges that we acquire change. It's through the challenges that we acquire growth. It's through the challenges that we reveal who we really are and the areas that we need to work on. And so never curse the storm, because that's what usually brings the rain that waters that seeds of your potential, the seed of your character to grow. And without water, there is no growth for a plant, for any kind of life. And so for your life, that storm is necessary, because it reveals, it peels back the layers of bullshit and allows you to see who you truly are and what you truly stand for. And so don't never curse the storm. And also with the motivation, you have to understand is that it is our job to build confidence in ourselves so that we speak with conviction, because nobody will ever be convinced in you as a leader until you are confident in your ability to lead. So model, then motivate, then it takes us to the next one, mentorship. Mentorship allows us to pour into other people's life. But here's the thing, you cannot pour from an empty cup, right? You have to fill your cup. You have to be able to achieve results. You have to continue to grow yourself in order to grow other people. We cannot give what we do not possess. And people always wonder, well, why are you always reading the books? Why are you always growing? Why are you always pursuing education? Well, there's a success sandwich that I call, and it has experience and education. Experience and education breed a success sandwich. If you have experience and no education, then you have a shit sandwich. You have education and no experience. Well, you guessed it. You have a shit sandwich. And I've eaten both of them. And I want you to understand that your education, your experience allows you to continue to grow, continue to be relevant. But I see leaders today who got a degree or got a position 10 years ago, and they're still leading by that. 10 years ago, things were a lot different. Shit, 2 years ago, things were a lot different. Last year, things were a lot different. And if you don't become different, if you don't change and you don't grow with the times, then you're never going to connect with people because you are not keeping up with the times. You have to continue to grow. You have to commit to your growth and your education and your experience. And you have to look back on those experiences in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and extract the lesson so that you can give that to those who are coming before you, those who have gone before you and those who are coming after you, because people are always getting tests. We're getting tested every single day. Our confidence, our character, our conviction is being tested as we speak. And if we're not extracting the lesson, if we're not learning from life's lessons, then we're going to find ourselves in a world that's changing. We're going to find ourselves irrelevant. And as a leader, relevancy is your number one key to influencing other people. And if you're going to mentor people, that is saying that I have a result and I'm going to help you and I'm going to show you how to get it. But if you don't have any results, then shut your mouth and get to growing, because you can't just go through life. You have to grow through life. And this goes personally and professionally. So model, motivate, then mentor. The last one is multiply. Now you have possessed the skill set and the mindset to go out there and open your mouth, to be that voice of reason, to not be the best kept secret. And now your ability to multiply, to help other people get to where you are and even become better than you are so that they can go out and share the word. I have people all the time that come to me 2-3 years later and say, because of that one conversation, because of that mentorship, because of what you did 2 years ago, I am now able to go. And so now that I've got the result, I am able to go out and help people do the same. And what I struggled with for a long time was that confidence to go out there and share my message, to share my journey, because I didn't want to share the bad things. I just wanted to share the good things. I was ashamed of my past. I was ashamed of the failure and the mistakes that I made. And really, I didn't even realize that those were exactly what I needed to share in order to connect, to draw that crowd, to draw that those people who said, man, I'm in the same boat. How did you overcome that? Can you please help me? And as I helped them, you know, they would come back years later and say, man, now I'm here. Now I'm a father and I have kids. And now I'm a successful healthcare professional. I've achieved this level of success. I achieved my goal because of what you said and what you did. And that multiplication is your legacy. That is what we should all strive to achieve, is that legacy. It's not about us. It's about those we lead and those we love, but it takes intention every single day. And one of the biggest things we have to overcome is that fear of what if people criticize me? What if people judge me? You're going to get criticized, but you'll never be criticized by somebody who's doing better than you. You're going to get judged, but that judgment is usually our self-judgment, our own perception of who we are. And when you look in the mirror, do you love what you see? And if you don't, guess what? Today's a great day to start building in yourself into that person you need to become. And so there's three takeaways that I want to share with you as we get ready to wrap this up. Number one, remember that it's not what happened to you. It's what happens through you. Life happens. It's not fair. We've all faced some hardship. We've all struggled. We've all had some times where we felt insignificant. And what I want you to understand is that all those things that happened to you were actually happening for you. And in order for you to let it happen through you and for you to share that with other people, you got to look at life as it's happening for me. Everything that I'm going through is for a reason so that I can get over it and I can allow it to happen through me so I can share that as wisdom, share those lessons with people, because somebody else wants to be where you're at. No matter where you are right now in life, there is somebody out there that wants to be where you are. But because you failed to exercise gratitude, because you failed to look at your life as a blessing instead of a burden, you will always be stuck in this rut of who am I? What do I have to offer? I'm never good enough. I don't have what it takes. And there's so many people that you come to me, they want to start a podcast. They want to get to speaking. They want to achieve and go out and help people. But the first thing you have to understand is that we have to be able to help ourselves. And in order to do that, we must first value ourselves. We must first see value in ourselves in order to see value and add value to people. And so remember that it's not about what happened to you. It's what happens through you, what you allow to happen through you. God is always speaking to you. God is always pushing you and nudging you. His gift to us is our potential. Our gift to him is fulfilling that potential and giving it to the world. The next one is, there is someone that is waiting for you to show up. Now, I don't know who that is or where you're at right now in the world, but there is someone who is waiting for you to open your mouth and share your message. Just don't ever be the best kept secret. It took me so long to open my mouth. It took so long for me to find my voice. It took so long for me to turn on this camera, to step on stage, to be the person that other people needed to lead. And they were waiting all along. They were always there waiting for me. But I was not showing up for myself. Therefore, I was not able to show up for them. The last one is, you can't give what you do not have. If you want people to respect you, you have to respect you. If you want people to love you, then you have to love yourself. If you want people to be compassionate with you, you have to be compassionate with yourself. And if you want people to listen to you, you have to listen to that voice that's inside of every one of us that says that there's more for you, that you're living small, that you're playing less than. And whatever that voice is inside of you that's nudging you, I hope that today's conversation with influence will allow you to start sitting in silence and solitude and listen to that voice of reasoning, that voice of truth, because the opposite of that is to consistently feed into these distractions, the distractions of the world that keeps you in this box. There's more for you ahead of where you are right now. There's more for you in your life. There's more for you personally and professionally. But until you believe that, you'll never behave in a manner that's conducive with who you need to become. Belief drives behavior. And if you are not behaving in the manner that's conducive to what you want, then look at the belief system that you have cultivated, that maybe you've been given, and you have to kill your BS, your belief system. And one of the things that you need to understand is that when you're able to get over yourself, only then will you be able to get through to those you lead and those you love. Thank you for jumping on today. I hope you found value in today's message. If you did, please share it with somebody that you lead or that you love and get the message out there. I do this for free. This is a total passion project to reach more people, to help increase their influence, their impact in the world, and be intentional with those that they lead. And I hope that you would take a minute to share this with somebody you know that can help them grow. And my hopes for you is that you continue to become aware of who you are and whose you are, and you continue to understand that you have impact in this world and that you are a person of influence. And if you do, you will be intentional with how you show up. This is part one of a series that I'm doing over the next few months over increasing your influence. And I want you to understand that when you understand this concept of influence and how it pertains to leadership, then you can start having impact in the lives of those around you, in impact and influence in a positive way. And now you look at things a little different. And remember, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at begin to change, especially us, ourselves. So talk to you on next episode. Have a great one. See you soon.